Welcome to 5-Minute Fridays with Medium Kim McBride. Join us as she unapologetically delivers life lessons to catapult you into enlightenment while peppering it with metaphysical topics.
Hi, I'm Kim. I've been getting this question a lot recently, so I'll answer it here. The question is, why would I ever need a psychic? And if I do, how would I find one? Well, let me answer the first part of the question. Why do I need a psychic? Well, to be real honest with you, you don't ever need a psychic. Not now or ever. But there is a caveat to that answer. You don't need a psychic if you are already connected to your own guidance, such as a spirit guide, the universe, or God self. Okay, first things first, I need to make a clarifying point. Everyone is psychic. Everyone. Everybody has the ability to do what I do. I'm not any more special than you. But what makes me appear to be special is that I've taken the time and the effort to develop a clear back and forth relationship with my spirit guide, Domingo. So I have constant ongoing guidance, which I share with my clients. So if you don't have that direct connection, you might want to seek out a psychic or a medium to A, teach you to connect with your own guides, or B, they can simply get answers to your questions. It just depends on what you're looking for. Now, the second part of that question, if I need a psychic, how do I find one? Before you look for one, you might want to think about a few things first so you find the right one for you. One size does not fit all. Let's talk about the benefits of working with a psychic first. The main benefit is that you're able to get answers to your questions quicker because they're connected to their source. Their express connection will save you a lot of time and angst in your life. Another important aspect of having a third party involved in getting answers to your specific problems is that the psychic isn't emotionally attached to the answers, so they can get to the crux of things quicker. But the psychic you do find might have a hidden connection to you too. Have you ever heard of the law of attraction? It states, like attracts like. In this context, that means that the same energy is attracted to the same energy, meaning that you will be drawn to a psychic that is carrying some of the same baggage you yourself carry. For example, if you harbor abandonment issues, well, most likely your psychic will too, but she just may not be playing them out the same way you do. But instead of this being a detriment, it's a benefit. Because the psychic will be able to identify and understand the messages coming through your spirit guide quicker and then guide you with greater understanding. I find it comical that the guides take the opportunity to help you find a psychic with the same baggage. That way, they are able to dish a double teaching to you both. I can't tell you how much I've learned from my clients' readings when the guides talk about stuff I need to know too. All right, here's a little warning though. Not all psychics are the same. Yes, as I said before, everybody's psychic and every psychic is psychic. But you need one that has a specialty in one or more specific areas that you're interested in. Just like a doctor is a regular doctor, but some are cardiologists and specialize in hearts. So when you're looking for a psychic to work with you, you want to ask them, well, what do you specialize in? And if they say, oh, I do everything, I would really reconsider working with them. I'm sure that they can look at everything, but they should know their strong suits. For example, I can look at all aspects of your life, but my strong suits lie in relationships, mediumship, ghosts, and career and business. So I would suggest if you have a great interest in a specific area, then you find a psychic that has a strong suit in that area. All right, here's a quick list of some of the specialties. Well, relationship. 90% of our interactions on this life is through other people, be it romantic, family, friends, coworkers, bosses. So to get insight there is very important. Then there's career and business. Well, that means whether you're working for somebody else or you're an entrepreneur or you're just looking for future opportunities. Then there's the healers. And with them, it's a physical healing of illnesses, or they can help you remove blocks to things that are preventing you from being all that you want to be. And then my specialty, mediumship, talking to dead people. I'm pretty good at that. And then ghosts, people usually come to me, hey, Kim, can I speak to ghosts? Usually they come to me because they're having some side of weird interactions at their home, or they're feeling unduly influenced by something outside of themselves. And one, I love this one, past lives. And folks, this is not for entertainment, even though it can be very entertaining. But there's so much knowledge locked up in our past lives of issues that we didn't finish then. They were playing out now. It's great knowledge. Oops, okay, my 5 minutes is almost up. So that's all I got in answering this question. So if you are so moved to find a psychic to work with, I hope this information will give you a good base to find a compatible one for you. But if you have a great interest in tapping into your own psychic abilities, find a teacher. But get ready. It will change your life.
Thanks for listening to 5-Minute Fridays with Kim McBride. For more practical advice with a punch, visit us at kimmcbride.com.